Welcome back to another halachas here, and we're continuing the halachas of opening plastic twist caps. Now, someone at Taina that if it's a very small bottle of drink, for example, a small Gatorade, a small water bottle, so then it will be mutter to open it up and throw the cap out. Even though we said that's big machloikis, if throwing the cap out is sufficient of a heter, but we said the reason why it's not a heter is because the maisa, I'm making it into a cap, I'm making it a useful cap, even though I plan on throwing it away, it's bottle daita because everyone else uses it for a cover. But yikataina, if it's a small little bottle, everyone throws it out because everyone drinks it at once. At one sitting, everyone drinks the whole bottle. So therefore, if it's a small bottle and you throw out the cap right away, there could be a makom to mekel. That's what it says in the Sefer of Bnei Avram. He tines this, and he brings this down from Rabbi Felda. I didn't ask Rabbi Felda personally, but he brings it down from Rabbi Felda, such a heter. But the Nafkamina uses Svara in a different case. There's something called a go-go squeeze. It's these little, either applesauce, a little lemon, it has a little twist cap, a tiny twist cap on top of it, and you open up, it cracks off. And you actually use it to reclose it, but no one closes it. Everyone uses that squeezy, they eat it up right away, you never use that cover. So it could be that case, a kuli al-maida, when I twist off that cap and throw it in the garbage, I didn't make a kli. It's nothing, it's made to throw away, and it's definitely not considered a kli, because there, everyone throws it away. So l'chaira, by the go-go squeeze, of the small lemon or small applesauce with that little cover on top that the kids use, it's definitely shouldn't be a problem. L'ravcha l'milsa, if you want, you could do the eitzah we gave by the soda bottle. Do a shinui. What you should do is hold on to the cap and twist the bottom lemon part, and that's to take it off. And that is a case where you're doing a shinui, and it's plastic, and it's being thrown away. So with sear of all those things, it definitely will be mutter. Now there's another cap which used to be on a lot of milk bottles, and today some mayonnaise and some mustard have it, where you have the cap, but instead of twisting it and then the ring breaks off, it has a little, called a string, that you pull off. You pull it off, and then the cap now is usable. You pull that off. And the shayla is that mutter do on Shabbos. So Chayr is telling the same achlik, it's fear of shayim mazalman, it'll be mutter. Why? Because it had a shame cap called a kli before it was put on, and that thing was just for tamper evident. And therefore, we want to take it off according to Rishlaim Zalman. But those who argue and say now, once it was put onto the milk bottle or onto the mayonnaise bottle, it was not usable. And now, by me taking this off, I'm making that into a useful cap, it should be usher. So then it should be usher. His mom's told him the same aflakis. But I saw in the Sefer Bnei Avram that he wanted to be mekel, that if I take that plastic, I don't take it completely off, that little string that goes around. I leave it halfway on, and then I take the milk cover off. So then he holds that we mutter because I'm not making it into a useful cap because it's still attached. Still halfway attached to the plastic, and therefore I didn't make it a useful cap. Another eitzah would be in the case of the milk. It's very easy to pry that off with a knife without even cutting that string, and that would be the best eitzah, just to pry it off the milk bottle. On a mayonnaise and on a mustard, it might be harder to do because usually it's hard plastic. So there we're saying the eitzah would be is, according to Bnei Avram, just take off half that string. That would be mutter to do on Shabbos.